Let's turn in our Bibles now to Matthew chapter 10, where we'll hear from God's Word, verses 24 through 42. Matthew 10, verses 24 through 42. Beloved, hear now the word of our God. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he become like his teacher, and the slave like his master. If they have called the head of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign the members of his household? Therefore, do not fear them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in darkness, speak in the light. And what you hear whispered in your ear, proclaim upon the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul. Rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a cent? And yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows. Therefore, everyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be the members of his household. He who loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who has found his life will lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake will find it. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever in the name of a disciple gives to one of these little ones even a cup of cold water to drink, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. That is the word of the Lord. Beginning of the chapter, last Lord's Day, we saw the calling and the sending out of the 12 disciples of Jesus and the warnings of what awaited them when they called sinners to turn to Christ and they proclaimed the gospel because of the hostility there is between the world and God's people. And that being a disciple of Jesus Christ would result in lost relationships and even persecution, and maybe even death. And being a disciple of Jesus Christ, you are a disciple. You're not above your teacher, he says here, who is Jesus. You're not above him, and in this discipleship you will be taught, that's what a disciple is, you'll be taught and you'll become like Jesus Christ. And so just as Jesus was persecuted and called names and suffered, so too will you, if you are his disciple. But do not fear, for they can't kill your soul. They might kill your body, but they cannot kill your soul. We ought to fear the one who can kill our soul, the body and soul. We should fear only him with reverence and awe, who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Do not fear disciples, he says here. Do not fear, beloved, for God is completely sovereign over all, even over the birds of the sky, the sparrows. And if he's sovereign over all the sparrows, how much more you? If even he numbers the hairs on your head, how sovereign is he over you? So do not fear. You are more valuable than the birds. So what is a disciple? Verse 32, it says, "Therefore everyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven." And so when we are a witness for the gospel, you'll be thrust into situations that are very difficult. But this principle must always be true, that we not love anyone or anything more than the Lord Jesus Christ. And loving Jesus Christ more than all else leads to eternal life. And it leads to a difficult life. That's the principle we ought to remember. A life of what we are promised on earth, suffering, persecution. And so Jesus says, with me to take up the cross and follow after me. Follow after him. And in Christ you'll receive a great reward beyond any human comprehension. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we ask that you would be glorified for our example, Jesus Christ, whom you sent to the earth, who lived a perfect righteous life, and in so doing he suffered and died on the cross to satisfy your wrath against us. Us who have sinned against you before a holy God. And yet you are a loving God, for you sent Jesus for us. And Father, you have made us, if we have believed truly the gospel, you have made us disciples. And yet we are often fears of man. Fears of what man can do to us. And what man would think of us. But Father, may we be those who think upon God. Upon your Son above all. That the gospel would be close in our minds and hearts. And that we would be faithful disciples. That we would confess you before men. And never deny you. For we hear the warning here of what would happen if we denied you. Father, may it be that you would forgive us of our sins, for we have often denied you. Denied because we have not spoken of you when we ought to have spoken of you. And spoken of the gospel and of your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask that you would forgive us in Christ Jesus your Son, for we are in union with him. And you have purchased us from the dead and made us new creatures and new creation in your Son. You've given us life in him, justified us, your people, by faith. And so, Father, we ask that you would be faithful to forgive us our sins. That Christ's death for us would not be in vain. And of course we know that you will forgive us, for you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. For we have an advocate, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, at the right hand, your right hand, who's always living to make intercession for us, living to pray for us, to you, the Father. And Father, we ask that you would hear his prayers. For he is your Son, and he is truly and fully righteous in every way. And so, Father, we stand upon your Son. We bring nothing to the table but our sin. And so, Father, we'd ask that your Son would cover that for us. You would turn our hearts. There may be some here who do not know you or far from you, who are in darkness and need the light of your Son. We ask that you would show that light to them by sending your Spirit and providing the Word to come into their ears, their minds, and their hearts. And you would change their wills and give them faith. And that we would respond in faith ourselves as godly disciples. And men and women and children who love to serve those, especially in the household of faith, even the little ones, giving them something to drink when it's needed. And so Father calls us to love our neighbor as ourself, and above all to love You, for You are the Lord God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And Father, in this, being disciples, we ask that You would strengthen our bodies. Many who are struggling in their bodies, we pray for them, Father. We ask that You would heal them, strengthen them, and provide us long lives on this earth, that we would glorify You, that more people would hear the gospel because You're working in us and You're working in those who hear, that many would believe and many be saved. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.